Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, AltRadio.org, and we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And joining us here in the studio is a return visit. Roberta Lee is here. How are you, Roberta?
I'm doing well.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure why your mic isn't that loud, but I see why. Here we go.
There we go. Oh, there we have it.
I think I'm the one that lost an hour worth of sleep.
It's okay. We can leave that as the excuse.
I'm sorry.
No problem. But I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
I think I'm going to get started with Somewhere in the Tide, my little ode to Virginia, this beautiful place I get to call home.
Excellent. Here is Roberta Lee here on Honor at Sunrise.
All the colors in the valley brush the Shenandoah sky. An exhibition in a gallery that is massive and divine. We are tall and we are rooting like the Appalachian trees. But as the river we are powered by the pull of mighty seas. The waves are being lifted and the sand is being shifted. For the treasure that is dreams are somewhere in the distance, love is somewhere within reach. Someday will be the lesson that somebody else will teach. If there's someone on the mountaintop, somehow we'll make a climb. If there's something in the water, then I'm somewhere in the tide.
Sunrise here with Roberta Lee. Welcome back to our show. And by the way, congratulations on the album, Too Much of a Woman. Yeah. I don't believe you had released this the last time you were here. You were getting ready to release it, yeah. And I think you did some songs from it. But yeah. It came out, and it's cool. It's a very good album, very well produced.
Thank you.
You produced it like in Nashville, right?
No, I did it here in Virginia Beach.
Oh, great.
Yeah, I did it right here, right at home.
Whereabouts?
Soul Haven Studios.
Oh, okay.
And I got to work with Larry Burwald, who co-produced it with me. He's a musician's musician. He's a great...
Yes, we know Larry.
Yeah, we know Larry. He's an awesome man, and he teamed up with me to get it done.
Well, that's very cool. And you have this new single, which is coming out, and... That was released on Friday, right?
Yes.
And it's from the album.
It's from the album.
Yeah. What made you decide to release it now? It seems like a little distance from the other album.
I feel like it's important to keep the momentum going when it comes to a record. I've noticed a lot of times people will release the album and then kind of forget about it and move on to the next project. And I want to keep giving people an opportunity to circle back.
Mm-hmm.
And just the fall, the song is called Dinner Sunset, Nina Simone. And I just felt like it was a cozy time. It was one of those songs. That
you think it's a fall song?
I think it's a fall song.
An autumnal song.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about you during the Country Music Awards. Mm. What did you think of Tracy Chapman getting Song of the Year during the Country Music Awards?
Well, I mean, that's definitely incredible. And it definitely tells you that it's never too late. The song is 30 years old.
Yeah.
And so it was encouraging to see that when a song can stand the test of time, it will get the flowers that it deserves.
Yeah.
You know, Luke Combs is an incredible artist. And yeah. So I couldn't think of, you know, he's an incredible, what's the word I'm looking for? Avenue for that song to breathe mm-hmm. a new life again, you know, after 30 years. And he's certainly not the first. I mean, there's always someone to come out with a cover. It's just a classic song.
Oh, yeah.
Through and through. And I hope that it opens doors with the Country Music Awards and the country music industry. It will open doors to other queer Black women who are writing incredible songs and releasing incredible music who deserve space and to get their spins on the radio as well.
So. Yeah. Well, it's certainly a good sign that country music is embracing diversity.
Yeah.
They seem to be really working on it. They have a number of artists now that are of African-American descent, and I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
Now tell me, you've had a number of things happen since the last time you were here. Like, you've done some shows, like at Zyder's American Dream Theater. You almost have been raised to star-like level here in our area. It must be very gratifying.
Well, you know, this area is what fashioned, created who I am as a songwriter. Mm-hmm. And Virginia, just like the song Somewhere in the Tide implies, Virginia is home to music legacy.
Mm-hmm.
We can really go back to the Carter family at Bristol, Virginia, Bristol, Tennessee.
And,
we can take it to Patsy Cline and the Ella Fitzgeralds and kind of keep going. And so it really is important to me to cultivate this space for myself as an artist,
mm-hmm.
Just as much. I didn't want to feel like I was putting the cart before the horse, where I'm touring and I'm doing shows all over the U.S., but nobody at home knows who I am. I felt like that would be a little backwards. So it was very validating to have a packed house somewhere like Zyder's American Dream Theater and to be embraced and loved with open arms here and to know that my community here has my back.
So have you been touring a lot outside the area?
Absolutely. I just wrapped up the tour for the season. I'm going to take a nice little break and enjoy the holidays. But I did a little southeast run where I was in Atlanta. I stopped in Georgia, Tennessee. We had Chattanooga, South Carolina.
Wow.
And I'm going to Greenville, South Carolina this weekend, actually, because we had to reschedule that date from the hurricanes. But that was a really good run, and throughout the entire year, it's my booking agent keeps me busy. So,
and are you well received here in these places?
Absolutely. Well, I mean, as an up and coming songwriter and an artist, there's still a lot of work to be done. Mm-hmm. It's a very competitive space. It's very oversaturated. You know, there's lots of songs that get uploaded. Millions, you know, thousands a day. And so you have to do your work as an independent artist to keep your name afloat, which is why releasing a single even after your album is released is a good idea. Release a music video, release some content to keep yourself in circulation. And so it ebbs and flows. There are mountains and valleys. There's times where I show up and the place is packed out. There's other times I show up and, you know, I make a mental note that we got to push a little bit harder next time. And that's just part of the journey.
Yeah. So. It's part of the job.
Yeah. It's part of the job.
By the way, we have this, speaking of content, we have this up on Facebook as a live event. So if you see it in your feed, please share it with your friends so everyone can see Roberta Lee here this morning. What else would you like to do for us here?
I got the leading single to the album and the title track, This Is Too Much of a Woman.
Excellent. Here is Roberta Lee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Sunrise, she's applauding too. That's good. That's good. We need some applause here. Wake us up a little bit this morning. Yes. Roberta Lee here on Hunter at Sunrise. Now, let's talk a little bit about this event you have coming up this week. You got an open mic at Victorian Station up there in Phoebus, and that's exciting. This is the first time you've ever hosted an open mic?
Yes. So the Big Pink Victoria Station is one of the music venues that was integral in my growth as a songwriter.
Oh.
I would go to the open mics when Vaughn was hosting.
Vaughn Deal.
Yes. Rest God in bless
peace.
Him.
Yes.
And he was one of, I just remember that space being one of the first spaces to bring genuine fans like Vaughn. And I remember a waitress who used to work there, and she loved my music and the encouragement. I was a part of Nashville Songwriters Association.
Yeah.
And we would have our meetings there. And,
oh, wow.
I just it was a place where I was sharpened mm-hmm. as a songwriter. And so to come back as a host, as a guest host for the open mic this Thursday, November 7th, I'm absolutely ecstatic to do that, to come yeah. back and to come back home is what it feels like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you say you're going to be bringing some of your friends with you.
Yeah. Yeah. I've invited quite a few incredible, acoustic artists that are in the area, Fox and Bear.
Oh yeah.
Monarch.
They were just here on the show, by the way.
Oh yeah. Yes, yeah. They're incredible. Robbie Bradshaw, who I had a chance to co-write
with. He's from Portsmouth. Yeah.
He's from Portsmouth. And so I invited them out and I'm hoping that, there's a good crew of us to come out and rub shoulders with one another and just get back to the basics of enjoying what we do as songwriters. So.
Now, how this works is you do a set of music probably to open things up, but then you just kind of open it up to anyone who wants to get up there, yeah. who's signed up.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's free. It's open to the public. And it's open for anyone who would like to come and do their music. And I'm also going to be premiering the music video for Dinner Sunset Nina Simone.
Thing. Yeah. Now, how are you going to do that at the venue?
We're going to figure that out.
They don't have any TVs.
No,
there.
They don't. They don't. But we'll bring some of our own equipment and figure that out. But I shot the music video there yeah. at the Big Pink Victorian Station.
Really? It was shot there?
Yes.
Oh, that's really cool.
Absolutely. We have.
Is there kind of a theme to it or anything?
So Dinner Sunset Nina Simone, of course, people know Nina Simone. And that was inspired by the fact that my family and I, we really enjoy listening to old school music. My kids are little. They're only 10
right.
and 8. But our home tradition is when it's dinner time,
mm-hmm.
we turn off the TV, we put the phones down.
Wow.
And we put on old school music.
Oh, wow.
And so I wanted that vintage feel
mm-hmm.
and a place that would really take it back. And the Victorian Station did that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, oh gosh, I just had a question and went left my head just as soon as oh yes, your children. I guess Halloween was just over. Did they enjoy Halloween? Did they actually go out and knock yeah. on doors?
Yeah, they had a chance to enjoy Halloween a little bit. Their school had a little bash for them during the day.
Yeah.
And then we hopped around some different neighborhoods and some different trunk or treats, so they had a good time.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, what else would you like to play for us first here? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, I would love to share with the listeners the single Dinner Sunset Nina Simone.
Excellent. Here is Roberta Lee here on Under at Sunrise.
Car needed fixing and so did my smile. Since the last time we kicked it, oh, it's been a while. We needed to change up our rhythm and tone. So we ordered dinner, sunset, and Nina Simone. Moments of sadness the world has its share, but look up my darling, there's hope in the air. So turn off the TV and put down the phone. It's time for dinner, sunset, and Nina Simone. Mortgage to pay and children to feed. time to carry these burdens alone. No, 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 let's talk over dinner, sunset and Nina Simone.
Hunter at Sunrise. You know, this song kind of works in almost any genre, doesn't it? I can hear it jazzy. I can hear it acoustic like you play it. It's a very cool song.
I think this song is my favorite because it is the perfect example of all the songs that I've written and produced. It's the perfect example of the culmination of influences that I have as a songwriter.
Wow.
My parents were really heavy into jazz when I was growing up, and then getting into country music, pop, of course, and I feel like it is the perfect fusion that I've ever, that I've produced so far. So,
well, I hope you have a lot of positive reaction to the song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I do have to ask one thing. Who is playing the violin on this song?
Oh, that's the incredible Bill Gurley.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's in the music video.
He is. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Bill's been on our show before. We know him very well. He lives up on the Northern Neck. And wow, that's great because he does an incredible job, I think.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excellent.
I'm excited that he's very present on the album as well. The fiddle, the banjo, guitar.
He's a multi-instrumentalist. He plays a lot of stuff. Yeah. Well, Roberta, thanks for coming in today. I know you got back really late from Richmond last night.
But it's okay. I got that extra hour of sleep, so I'm good to go.
And happy birthday to your mother.
Oh, thank you.
In case she is listening here this morning.
Thank you.
And I don't know if your kids are listening, but shout out to them as well.
Shout out to them. Shout out to my mom. Shout out to my hubby. Shout out to the kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming down here
today.
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
No problem. And don't forget,
this Thursday,
we have the open mic at the Victorian Station, the Big Pink, up in Phoenix.
Up in Phoebus. And the premiere of a special showing of Dinner Sunset Nina Simone. Absolutely. The music video.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Roberta Lee here on Hunter at Sunrise.